MSU's associate professor and chair of the Department of Psychiatry, Jed Magan, says studies are hard to come by to prove that medical marijuana is good to treat an opioid addiction.
You know, we like to be evidence-based, so that means we like to look at the literature and try to figure out what's been done and what's really well-established. And the literature on the use of marijuana, whether it's smoking or edible or whatever, really isn't there. So I don't think at this point any responsible practitioner is going to advise a patient to use those, especially to withdraw from opiates. We know one thing that marijuana does is it does decrease anxiety. Now, the problem is there are lots of things that decrease anxiety. Alcohol is another drug that decreases anxiety, but nobody would say, well, drink a lot of alcohol to decrease your anxiety. In a similar way, it's hard to recommend marijuana at this point because we just don't know enough about the long-term effects.
What do you think the message sends to recovering addicts in general?
I think it's the same sort of message, which is, gee, this is just okay to use for you. And then we just don't know that. That's not well established.
What are you personally hearing about the legalization of marijuana for recreational use?
Well, I'm a child and adolescent psychiatrist, and we occasionally have adolescents that come in, you know, brandishing their marijuana card that somebody has given them. And so to them, well, that's just okay because I have a marijuana card. And usually what they're doing, they're self-treating things like anxiety. But again, we have lots of other ways to treat those kinds of things that are better established and for which we have a much better understanding of what the short-term and long-term consequences are. We don't really have that for marijuana.
So how long do you think that that would take for these studies to come out, or are they in the process of being done?
Yeah, there are people that are doing those things, but you're really talking years. Is it okay for adults? I suppose recreational use may be okay for some adults. I think demonstrably, you know, there are lots of adults out there we know who smoke, and they seem to be doing just fine. On the other hand, there's always a population for whom that's not going to be good. Beyond kids and adolescents, that's probably people with psychiatric disorders and probably other people who have a variety of maladaptive lifestyles.
So if a patient of yours came to you who had been treated for opioid addiction but was recovering,
yeah,
and said, hey, you know what, I'm so happy that I can legally smoke marijuana, yeah, if this should pass, what would your answer be?
My recommendation would be strongly against doing that. I think what I would say is, you know, so we've been talking about marijuana particularly and a little bit about opiates, but there are lots of psychoactive substances out there, so substances that will affect your brain and affect your behavior. And you just have to be cautious about using any of them, essentially. You know, all these things can have unanticipated effects. And often, we just don't know what the long-term effects of many of these kind of substances are. And that's a real problem.
If I were to try marijuana or an opiate for the first time, what are my chances of becoming addicted?
Great question. I don't know that there's an answer to that. Again, you know, a lot of the stuff just hasn't been done very satisfactorily. You know, I know at its worst, we occasionally see kids who are admitted to inpatient units who have smoked and it looks like they're psychotic from smoking. We also know that for individuals who are relatively heavy smokers, the incidence of psychosis later in life is higher. You know, does that mean it was because of the marijuana? Well, we're not sure about that. But that seems to be a fairly well-established finding.
Dr. Jed Magan specializes in child psychiatry and the treatment of opioid addictions. For WKAR News, I'm Brooke Allen.